Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
7:03 in the AM, Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. I call this guy a Teflon Don, because with the media, he has not been called out, in my opinion, nearly as bad as he should be called out. That's Brett Favre. Now, I've tried to be fair about it, because I openly, for years, I don't like him. I don't. I think Brett Favre, I've always thought he was one of the biggest phonies in the National Football League. I did. And a lot of that is starting to come out now. Former NFL quarterback, this is according to ESPN, Brett Favre's charity, Favre for Hope, donated more than $130,000 to the University of Southern Mississippi Athletic Foundation from 2018 to 2020, according to tax records obtained by ESPN. During the same time, Favre was trying to raise money for a new volleyball stadium at the university where he played football, and his daughter was on a volleyball team. Funds for the stadium were under scrutiny in the largest public fraud case in Mississippi state history. Far for Hope, whose mission statement says it provides, now get this, it provides for disadvantaged and disabled children and breast cancer patients. However, tax records show that in 2018, the foundation gave USM Athletics Foundation $60,000. Let that sit for a second. $60,000. Every other organization, you know, like the ones that's for disadvantaged and disabled children and breast cancer patients, they receive $10,000. So you give $60,000 to athletics at your former school where your daughter happens to attend, but you give $10,000 to the charities that are part of your mission statement. You are misleading. That's why, for those of you who wonder why when I go to the grocery store and they ask me, do I want to give to something, I hit no. Because when I'm giving, I want to give directly. If I want to give the breast cancer awareness, I'm giving to that organization. If I want to give the Pathfinders for Autism, I'm not giving to someone who says they're giving to someone else. I'm giving directly to the organization. So if you wrote Brett Favre a check, Ed, because you thought it was going to disadvantaged children and breast cancer patients, every $6 to the athletics, $1 to that. $6, that's what it was. You weren't getting, you're not getting, your money wasn't going where you thought it was going.
And that's fraud. I mean, he's got a heap of trouble here. I don't, you know, and it's amazing how little press this is getting. Because it's not just, first of all, it's a huge name. You know, you're talking about an iconic NFL player from, an old iconic franchise, and the dollar amount is enormous. I mean, I've read reports of $5 to $8 million involved in this. It's incredible. It's just incredible. You know, you got the former governor of Mississippi. You got all kinds of people involved. They're going to flip because they're going to want Favre, and it's just he's going to have tremendous, tremendous legal problems. And because of the dollar amount, probably a heavy prison sentence. This is not going to be, I don't think. And the problem is, it's like, I don't know if it's the state prosecuting or the feds, but if it's a federal crime, first of all, you're not going to win because nobody beats them. And they have a whole, it's a grid, like it's a matrix. They just, it goes by dollar amount and you know, you accept the responsibility and all these things that go into it. When you get to these, you know, millions of dollars, right, the sentences are very heavy. And the one, you know, this is the one with the volleyball stadium in Southern Mississippi. That's $5 million right there. I mean, that's like, it's a huge crime.
Listen to this. In 2019, the University of Southern Mississippi Athletic Foundation received $46,817. The next highest donation went to the Special Olympics of Mississippi. That was $11,000.
You read the text messages between them. It's just, you know. If you were to pay me, is there any way the media can find out where it came from and how much? That's from Brett Favre.
Yeah.
Respond, no, we never had that information publicized. I understand you're being uneasy, et cetera, et cetera. It's unreal. It's damning stuff.
I gave you 2019, 2020, which was, you know, a bad year for everybody. Far for Hope donated $26,175. It was down to USM Athletic Foundation, while no other organization received more than $10,000. You are giving to this organization for this. He's using it for that.
Yeah.
Now the people who want to be Brett Favre lapdogs that say, well, it doesn't really matter to me, they don't have a say in this.
No.
You have no say in this. Now, this is out of your control. It's out of your hands. He will be dealt with. And like you said, the media doesn't want to deal with it. Fans of Brett Favre don't want to deal with it. That's fine. He will, Ed, be dealt with. This is not something that someone has to, quote, unquote, press charges.
No, this because, well, first of all, you don't need to complain it because it's a, you know, he violated the law and the state can prosecute or the federal government. The federal regulations prohibit states from using money from the welfare program called Temporary Assistance for Needy Families, TOMF. You can't use that money on brick and mortar or the construction of buildings. Period. It's right here. So, I mean, the scheme to circumvent federal regulations to build a volleyball stadium has already resulted in a criminal conviction. If somebody took a plea in this case already. So, I mean, the family, it's their last name is New, N-E-W, like the, just how it sounds. But their son, Zach, he admitted, he had a plea agreement. He admitted defrauding the government.
That's the same situation. That's the same case that Brett Favre's involved.
That's who he's talking to the text messages. He was talking to Zach's mother, Nancy New. Yeah, they're all involved in this.
All the money this man made in the NFL. Why?
Why? I don't know. I'll never understand that.
I mean, he made a lot of money in the NFL.
Yeah. Some people just can't, you know, change themselves. I told you. I had a bank robber. Robbed a bank. He jumped a turnstile. That's how we caught him. He had like thousands of dollars in his pocket. He wouldn't spend $1.50 to get on a train. Got locked up. I mean, people are stupid.
According to this, Brett Favre made $140 million in the National Football League. 140. And you're defrauding cancer patients and underprivileged children. You made $140 million playing football.
Yeah, I mean, the fact that this money is supposed to go to underprivileged people is just...
And breast cancer patients.
Yeah.
We give it out shovels at 7:30, but on the other side, Aaron Judge's pursuit, well, he tied the record last night, looking to hit 62 and beyond. We're talking Judge up next on The Fan.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
That's my guy, Michael K. I love Michael K. Courtesy of the YES Network. Aaron Judge finally did it. Todd Roger Maris. Home run number 61. He did it in the seventh inning. Gave the Yankees a 5-3 lead. They would go on to win by the score of 8-3. He's now shares the American League record, all-time record for most home runs in a season at 61. try to own the record on his own. Roger Maris Jr. was on hand. He said it was a 9-day pursuit, and he just thought how weird it was that his dad wore 9 in, Judge wears 99,
mm-hmm.
and 9 days in between home runs.
Yeah.
What's your thoughts on all of this?
I think the oddest thing is the guy who caught the ball, almost caught the ball, is named Frankie Lasagna. I find that to be the funniest part of the whole story. That's his real name, Mr. Lasagna. Anyway, it's cool. It's a great, it's impressive. It's an American League record, the Yankee record. He's part of history now, no matter what. Mm-hmm. And it's pretty awesome.
This is what Roger Maris Jr. had to say after the game.
I think it means a lot, and it's not just for me. I think it means a lot for a lot of people, you know, that he's clean, he's a Yankee, he plays the game the right way. And, you know, I think it gives people a chance to look at somebody who, you know, should be revered for hitting 62 home runs and not just as a guy who did it in the American League. He should be revered for, you know, being the actual single season home run champ. I mean, that's really who he is if he hits 62. And I think that's what needs to happen. I think baseball needs to look at the records, and I think baseball should do something.
Junior, that's 61. 62 still to come.
Yeah. For a second, I thought I missed something. Yeah, he said 62.
That's
like,
61. If he does. Now, here's my take on it. The NBA, you play West and East, am I right?
Yeah.
Who was the Western Conference MVP? Who has the Eastern Conference record in anything? The NFL, you don't play everybody every year, but you play both conferences, right?
Well, yeah.
Who was the NFC's Offensive Player of the Year last year? Who has the AFC passing record? Baseball, everybody plays everybody, right?
Yeah.
This is baseball's way of saying, we screwed up. Let's not acknowledge. Let's do a do-over. Let's not acknowledge Barry Bonds. Let's not acknowledge Roger Clemens. I mean, Mark McGwire, Sammy Sosa. Even though we printed money off of those guys back then, let's rewrite the history books and celebrate the American League. Give me a break.
Baseball does that. They've always done this, though.
Give me a break. This is so, are you kidding me? So we're celebrating the American League home run champion. Because you allowed us to celebrate guys who eventually became frauds by your doing. That's your doing.
It wasn't mine.
Baseballs. I'm so sick of this. I want them to do it so we can stop, honestly. Keep in mind, what is Roger Maris's, what was his record signified with? An asterisk. So a record that Major League Baseball didn't even acknowledge, Ed, was celebrating the man's pursuit of a record that they didn't acknowledge.
Yeah.
Let's not forget that. Are you kidding me?
I mean, it took him all this time to get, designated hitter in both leagues. I found that fascinating. The National League was the only baseball entity that still didn't have the DH.
So you're making my point even more. So we both use the designated hitters. Next year, everybody plays everybody literally, like the NBA.
Mm-hmm.
Why do we still have American League and National League MVPs and records? It's stupid. It's absolutely dumb. I'm happy for him. Congratulations, Aaron Judge. I'm not hating by no stretch of the imagination. What he's doing is special, but that's it. It's just special. Stop with this record stuff.
Yeah.
Stop with it. Stop telling me what the narrative should be. I don't acknowledge what he's done. Aaron Judge will be a guy to hit how many home runs he hit. I don't want to record breaker.
Yeah, the only time now because there is a DH is universal now. I think it's different. When it was different, I did think you need different records because it was harder to pitch, in the American League.
And speaking of which, remember they had National League umpires and American League umpires?
Sure.
We don't have that anymore. Yeah. Because I used to watch games and hear them
say, they wore different uniforms.
In the American League, that would be a strike. You don't have that anymore. And since we're talking about balls that are juiced players, look at how many of his 61 home runs at Yankee Stadium wouldn't have been home runs in 25 other ballparks. Mm. We don't talk about that.
Well, that, I mean,
but still,
you can't help where you play.
But it's all subjective then. Yeah. That's my point. It's baseball.
But I've always said that. It's patently unfair because baseball parks all have different dimensions. So it's like they're vastly different.
So why do we take the things that we don't like in the game and point that out as a negative? We won't point out the fact that he's sitting in the bandbox sometimes. We won't point out the fact that he cried in Baltimore.
Playing
he
Colorado. Actually had
the, absolutely. I'm why do we handpick what we want and don't want in the game? Baseball, if you want to know, you want to get young people in, if you want people to stop with nonsense of how baseball is, stop with the nonsense. Because I love baseball. It's my favorite sport. But there are a lot of things about baseball, including this whole home run record-breaking pursuit that I hate.
Mm-hmm.
Stop that. Baseball did not acknowledge Roger Maris. But yet you want us to acknowledge him breaking a record that you didn't acknowledge yourself. What's up, Joseph?
So, according to Baseball Savant, Yankee Stadium is considered an average hitter's park for them.
Mm-hmm.
It's 15th in the league when it was 8th last year.
Is it easy to hit?
Easiest to hit.
How to drop 7?
The number of home runs that are being hit.
Okay.
So,
which largely is because of the difference in baseballs.
Yeah, that's part of it. Judges hit 30 at home and 31 away. But overall, this is just for the entire year, all hitters. There's only 15 home runs that would not have been a home run at any other park at Yankee Stadium. So that's for
that left field or right field or both?
Right. It's for the entire thing, but most of them from right field.
I don't believe that.
So you're also talking about Minute Maid Park because they have their left field short porch.
Ed, they played 77 games, 78 games at Yankee Stadium, and 15 balls leave Yankee Stadium. Only 15 have left that wouldn't have left another ballpark. I'm sorry.
I
have a hard time.
I trust Baseball Savant on that one.
I'm sorry, dude. If for those of you that watch the games and you said we saw the first series that Baltimore played, and we saw 4 home runs.
So, but Judge doesn't have any of those 15. Anthony Rizzo has 3. LeMahieu has 1.
He had 2 of them against the Orioles in one series.
But they're saying that those would have been home runs in other parks.
Okay. All right. I'm not gonna argue Baseball Savant. It's one I don't use, but I'm not going to argue. But I find that hard to believe that only 15 balls in with 78 games so far, because they got 3 more games with Baltimore. Right now they're on the road. So
if he played in a neutral park, according to StatCast, 59.9 of his 60 home runs would have been
61 home runs.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. All right. I'm going back to the record. I have a hard time believing that, and I'll stick with that. But going back to the record. It's a great accomplishment. It's a great feat. I just have a tough time calling the record for 2 reasons. Number one, someone has hit 73, and baseball celebrated that. That's number one. Number two, baseball didn't acknowledge Roger Maris themselves. There's an asterisk on that. But yet now he's tied the record that baseball didn't acknowledge. Baseball just has a way of writing its history to be convenient to whatever narrative they want to write at the time. Whatever they want to do. They are, in my opinion, at times the WWE of sports. Where you hear, first time ever, and you think to yourself, no, I remember when I was a kid that happened. They are the WWE of sports. They change the narrative and the storyline whenever they want to change the narrative and the storyline. 410-583-1057, that's the number. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. What's trending at 8 o'clock, but on the other side? Ed Norris, you got a shovel?
I do. And a Florida story. A Florida man did something during the hurricane that just really pissed me off. I'll tell you about it.
If you have a shovel, give us a call. Give us a text. 410-583-1057. Hit us up on Twitter at 1057TheFan. Hashtag BBMS. Hashtag shovels. Next.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
The biggest idiots deserve the big, bad shovel of wisdom. Sponsored by Jerry's Toyota.
And their exclusive benefits, including free service maintenance for 4 years or 50,000 miles. Visit Jerry's Toyota just north of the Beltway on Bel Air Road and online at jerrystoyota.com.
105.7 The Fan.
Time to give out shovels at 7:32 in the a.m. 410-583-1057. That's the number. Ed Norris, who gets your shovel?
Florida man, idiot. And we all know what happened yesterday. Mm-hmm. It was the storm. It was once in a while storm. It was once in a century storm for them. And a lot of people got, lost their homes. And it's terrible if you look at the footage. Cars are swept away. Homes are swept away. An idiot on a jet ski during the hurricane.
Wow.
Out in the, I don't know if it was in the Gulf or what. I just saw water. I don't know where it was. It was in Sarasota, so I'm assuming it was there. But, I mean, it's one thing to do that to yourself. You know what the real problem is? If he went down, people have to risk their lives to rescue you.
Yeah.
That really pisses me off.
That's what people don't understand.
They don't get it. This isn't just about you. People are going to have to put their own lives at risk for your stupidity.
If first responders ignore that, then you could actually be tried. Yeah. People don't understand that. It's illegal for me to ignore the fact that you're out there. I got to at least give it effort.
Mm-hmm. And that's, I tell you, I guess there's a guy. What's this asshat's name here? Dr. Eeyore, PhD. He apparently is he's a very far left-leaning fellow. Picture of Kamala and Biden on his, Twitter page. I love when guys like this, do exactly what they accuse the others. There's a tweet from a couple years ago from him. The lack of humanity and empathy in the Republican Party is disgusting. His tweet yesterday, Florida is getting what it deserves. What an awful thing to say.
Why does Florida, because it's
a Republican governor.
Oh, I mean,
people lost their homes. Gotcha. I don't know if anybody lost their lives, but it's terrible devastation in Florida. Why would you take joy in people being, destroyed by this storm? It's like, you're doing where's your humanity and empathy that you're accusing other people of? Like, what a piece of crap this guy is.
My shovel, I'm going back to baseball, goes to the MLB Umpires Association. Hey, where's the accountability?
Umpires?
Where's the accountability, man?
There isn't any.
And I'm not even talking about Orioles games. I'm talking about across the board. All I ask for is some accountability. You're watching this. You're seeing it just like we are seeing it. Why aren't you at least holding them accountable? Why are we seeing the same umpires every year who are graded out even by your grading system as being horrible, but yet you bring them back. There's no way in the world there's an umpire shortage. There's a lot of people who want to be an umpire. Are they worse than some of the guys you have? Is that what you're telling me? It's bad, man. I think Major League Baseball umpires are the worst group of officials in the three major sports. I can't speak for hockey. But baseball, football, basketball, I think Major League Baseball umpires are the worst of the three.
Really?
Well, I think so. Especially home plate. I mean, how are you behind me? The ball's in the dirt, and you determine that I swung. You're behind me. Isn't that what the first base and the third base umpires are for? You're behind me, dude. You don't know whether I swung. Appeal. You see that far too often that they're taking matters into their own hand. Let's go out to Ocean Pines and get Dave. Dave, who you want to give a shovel to?
Hey, how you doing?
Doing well. How are you?
I'm good. I'm giving my shovel to Brandon Hyde. I know he could be the manager of the year, but with 10 games left, 3 behind the Mariners, and the Mariners struggling, he's resting people. He rested Adley. He rested Gunner. This is like a 10-game playoff right now. We got to win this game. We win last night 3-1, and we're 2 games back from Seattle. That's all I got.
Hey, thank you very much. One thing we got to keep in mind with Gunner, though, the organization wants him to keep his rookie status for next year.
Yeah.
I mean, they want
sure.
That. So, I don't know if that's rest or wanting him to keep his rookie status for next year. I don't know if we want to call that rest. Let's go out to the back to the phone lines. Daryl and Laurel. What's up, Daryl?
Good morning, Rob. Fellas, y'all, how y'all doing? Love the show.
Thank you, sir.
I agree with you 100%. You're right on. You shine a light on a shaded area, which is Major League Baseball, with this stupidness, with their rules and who's a record and what's not a record.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, come on. They, like you said, they profited off of Barry, Sammy, and Mark McGuire. They kept baseball alive. And then, you know, you turn your back on them, sort of like Vietnam vets. They fought, come home, and can't get nothing. And, you know, with this thing with Aaron Judge, 61 home runs for something that they didn't even recognize as Roger Maris.
Yes.
Stupid.
That's the thing that gets me. They didn't recognize – baseball themselves didn't recognize Roger Maris. And now we're celebrating a record that you didn't recognize. How dumb is that? Julius in Baltimore. What's up, Julius?
Hey, good morning to everyone.
Good morning.
I'm the only Yankees fan in my household, so I got to stick up for Aaron Judge. Rob, you sound like a little hater right now.
How do I say? No. I said he's doing something amazing. You took a piece of the car. He is doing something amazing. I said I'm not acknowledging a record that baseball didn't acknowledge themselves.
But what they're acknowledging is it's the American League record. It's not the national. That's not the total record. It's the American League record.
Julius, they once didn't acknowledge that themselves, man. Come on. I mean, I'm not hating on Aaron Judge. I think Aaron Judge is a phenomenal player. And I think what he's doing is an incredible feat. However, it's not the record. Baseball is the only sport that has American League record, National League record. When you play everybody, before interleague play, I'm with it. After interleague play, I think it's BS. And the only reason why it's getting the attention that it's getting, Ed, because they want the younger generation to stop thinking about Barry Bonds and Mark McGuire and all those guys. You can't make me forget that. I remember those records.
Of course you do. I mean, you know, and they're a lot more home runs than 61. So I don't, you know, this is, I don't know how they do this, but I don't know if they're ever going to change. But I thought, you know, now that there's universal DH and they're playing, everybody plays everybody. It's like one league now.
And to be honest with you, if it was an Oreo going after the record, I'd say the same thing. Hey, I think it's great. It's been fun to watch. But come on, I'm not taking that record. It's not a record. 410-583-1057. That's the number. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. Thursday night football. Ed knows, have you changed your pick yet? You still going with Miami on the road?
I'm leaning towards Cincinnati now.
Because of the uniform?
Absolutely.
This is behind. We're going to pull back the curtains for you all for a second, folks. Ed Norris just posted a picture on our thread of the uniform.
It's badass. Come on, Joe. You admit it.
I think they're good.
Awesome. It's awesome.
See, I don't get up to that. Let's go to Steve in Edgewater. What it do, Steve? What it do?
I'm 59 years old. I grew up watching the Orioles. Why? I'd watch Palmer throw how many innings a year? Palmer was no muscle mass. There was probably roids. Who knows back then? But you couldn't tell by looking at their bodies. But nowadays, it just seems like all these athletes, pitch counts. Well, Steve, they're more stronger. They can pull more muscles, this and that. Why are athletes, I'm using the term weak, not as a physical thing, but and they're all protected, but give me Palmer in 200 innings a year opposed to this guy pitches.
Hey, Steve, you know why? And Palmer will tell you this himself. You know why? They're protected more because they're paid more. And I know that sounds backwards, but it's the truth. I'm paying this guy too much to not be available down the stretch. I got to protect him. And Palmer will tell you the same thing. And that sounds backwards, but you may think, I pay more, so you should give me more. But that's not the idea in baseball.
And the Maris thing, Rob, I am completely with you. They didn't recognize it.
Yeah. And now you want to tell us it's a record to be celebrated. Thank you very much. 410-583-1057. That's the number. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. What's trending at 8 o'clock, but on the other side, will the Ravens' upgraded passing offense be able to take advantage of a depleted Bills secondary? We're talking Ravens up next on the Fan.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
All right, football fans, the NFL Draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. AUDACY. Download it today.
.7:46 in the a.m. Hold tight, Daryl in Baltimore. We're going to get to you. Will the Ravens' upgraded passing offense, Ed, attack a depleted Bills pass defense, in your opinion?
Can they be successful against them?
Yes.
Yeah, sure. I think I'm not worried about them being successful on offense. I just think it's going to be a really high-scoring game. I think they're going to be both going to score a lot of points. I just don't see the Ravens stopping the Bills.
You know, I like those games.
I know. I don't see the Ravens stopping them.
That makes me happy. Ravens winning the shootout, that makes me happy. Some low-scoring games, 17-13, yeah, that. It's a lot of wasted time for me. I want some adrenaline.
I'd be shocked if there was a 17-13 game this week.
It will be at some point in the first half.
Yeah.
I think when you look at some of the injuries that the Bills have, and, you know, we have a different Lamar Jackson. It's funny because I think sometimes, Ed, Baltimore is like the national media. We have a hard time turning the page of who we used to be to who we are right now. And this is a team now that can put up points, and you just got to accept that. And when you have, you know, when Christian Benford's out, his return is unknown right now. You have, Dane Jackson is week to week with a neck issue. Michael Hyde is out for the season. The backup, Jordan Poyer, he's questionable as well with a foot injury. These are all secondary guys, man.
Yeah.
So even if they play with the neck injury and the foot injury, you're not 100%. I just see Lamar putting up. I don't know what Joe's going to have over under on yards, but if it's not 320, I'm going over.
But this is a team that's only giving up 156 yards in passing a game. It's the number. They have the best defense as far as yards per game. They're going to give up 214 yards of offense per game. I mean, the Ravens are dead last, by the way. The difference is stark.
Give it up. Oh, I thought you were talking about offensive passing yards.
Right. No. The Bills are number one in defense, essentially, if you look at yards per game, 214. Right. The Ravens are dead last. They give up 458. They give up more than twice as many yards as the Bills and twice as many points. The Bills give up 12 points. Let's say 13 points a game. The Ravens give up 26.
I bet you a bottle of anything that Lamar has over 250.
Oh, I think he will. Yeah.
Passing.
Yeah, passing. Yeah.
Oh, okay. All right.
Yeah, yeah.
Damn those stats.
Bottle. Hey, Haney owes me a bottle.
Damn those stats.
I just remembered that.
Bob Haney.
Yes.
You owe Ed Norris a bottle.
I just, when you said bottle, I was like, wait a minute. I just remembered that.
I paid off all my bets. I paid them all off. It took a lot of time, a lot of bar tabs, a lot of sitting down with people. There's nothing worse than making a bet with someone and you bet them a bar tab, you realize, wait a minute, that means I got
to
go out.
Yeah, no. You try to arrange those and working around somebody's schedule to pay off a bet.
So I'm not, if it's not you or Joe or Jeremy, scratch that. If it's not you or Jeremy, I'm not doing any more of those. I'm done with them. It was Wicker. I knew that was the Wicker too. 410-583-1057 is the number. Let's go out to Daryl in Baltimore. What's up, Daryl? Daryl's gone! All of that time! And I'm up here. I'm scrolled up to the top.
He called twice. He waited for an hour just for that
time. I'm scrolled to the top, so there's no way I could have dumped him. You can't dump him up here. I got to drop to the bottom. Yeah. Come on, Daryl. That's a major fail. Seriously. Do you think this is a week where possibly, because I'm going to tell you what's going to happen. If Lamar doesn't start throwing to some wide receivers, they're going to start complaining. You know why? Because that's what wide receivers do.
Mm-hmm. They do.
They can't help themselves. It's just part of their DNA. And I'm telling you right now, if Lamar doesn't take care of these guys, they're going to start complaining. I'm talking about Duvernay. Yeah. I'm talking about Bateman. You better start getting some targets to these guys, or they're going to start complaining. Let's go back to Daryl. Daryl, we'll try this one more again. Good morning, Daryl.
Hey, what's up, fellas? How y'all doing, man?
All right, how are you?
Hey, I got what I wanted to talk about. I really could. Can I throw a shovel in there with this thing? Because they all be in one context.
Go ahead.
My shovel is for Eric DeCosta and Steve Rashad. And
okay.
This is why. I love the fact that Pierre Paul is here. I wanted him all along. But we could have had, just think of if they got Jefferson, there's a Smith in here, and with Justin Houston and Pierre Paul, man, we have something, man. We really have something, man. I'm really upset that
say it again. Say him again, Daryl. Who you want?
I wanted Cesarius Smith.
Uh-huh.
And I know we got Pierre Paul now. I love that because I wanted him here all along, with Justin Houston. Now we got something.
You weren't getting all three of them.
Why not?
You weren't getting all three of them. Salary cap, man. Come on. You probably have Pierre Paul because you didn't have Za'Darius Smith. Joe, you're not getting all three of them.
Za'Darius is the one who bailed.
But
that's not Eric DaCosta's fault.
If you have Za'Darius, you're not getting Pierre Paul.
No reason to.
Exactly. It's not, it's not fantasy football, bro. You can't get all of them. That's three veteran pass rushers on one team. And you just sign them all? No. I'm going to go with new. Let's go to Rashawn in Baltimore. What's up, Rashawn?
Hey, good morning, fellas. How y'all doing?
Doing well. How are you?
I'm all right. Hey, this game this weekend, man. First of all, I'm surprised it's not a primetime game. This should be like a Sunday night game. You feel me? And this game reminds me of that game last year, when we played the Chiefs the second game of the season, man. People really didn't give us a chance to win. But I think, Lamar going to put the team on his back. We're going to pull a close one off. It's going to be a nail biter. And most importantly, I just hope we don't lose nobody to injury because it seems like every game this season we've been losing somebody with some type of season-ending injury.
Why you put the kibosh on the team like that, man?
I'm just saying that's what it's been happening. I don't know what type of bad luck we got, but it's like Kerry Norton from last season. Like, are we the only team with these type of injuries like so far this year? Every single game, someone is out for the season. Someone's getting hurt.
You're the bad luck. Players. You're the bad luck. Stop going to games and we won't get injuries.
Well, I won't go this weekend.
By the way, let me ask you this. What do you think what the Cowboys going to do against the Commanders?
They're going to win, of course. So, we got the great Cooper Rush quarterback.
You're only 3-point favors.
Well, that's all we need to win. Win is a win. It was 1, 2, or 3.
At home.
So,
three-point favors at home.
Business.
A lot of people will take Cooper Rush as their quarterback.
Well, Jerry Jones said we got a quarterback competition. So
he just likes trouble. Yeah.
Yeah. But, all right, man, y'all have a good one.
Rashawn, you have a great one.
Great one.
I like Rashawn.
Yeah, me too.
Let's go to Gary in Westminster. What's up, Gary?
What's up, guys? Hey, Rob, man, I'm sorry, man. My shovel's for you, man.
Okay.
I don't know how you give a pass to a team that benches a kid who's when you're trying to make a playoff run.
Wait, right? Hold on. Define giving a pass.
Well, you glazed right over it.
No, I didn't.
Games left down the stretch, and you're like, oh, I don't know, and, you know, if resting him so he can be rookie of the year.
If somebody asks you for a reason why, you give them a reason why. Does that mean you agree with them?
There's so much more to unpack there.
Huh?
No,
Gary, if somebody asks you for a reason why, you have to agree with them to give them a reason why? I'm here to educate. The man wanted to know why he was bitched. I gave him the reason why. I didn't agree with anybody.
The guy, regardless of what the reason is for?
It doesn't matter. He asked me why. I don't have to agree with the man to tell him why. So I'm supposed to know why they bitched him and not give the reason because I disagree with it? Is that what you want?
Now the Orioles are in the hunt.
No, Gary, he asked for a reason. I know the reason. So I gave him the reason.
Then you better tell somebody to change their decision because you guys got a shot. I mean, I don't care. I'm a Yankee.
Gary, Gary.
What?
The man called, asked why. I know why. I gave him the reason. At what point did I agree with him? So I'm supposed to like ignore the question because I disagree with it. Hey, I don't. Why did he bench Gunnar Henderson? I know. Screw them. Wait a minute. I know why they benched Gunnar Henderson. So I'm giving you the reason.
Gary, get under your skin.
The same as if why did John Harbaugh go for it on fourth and whatever? Well, the numbers say this is why you go for it at that field position at that down and distance. Me giving you a reason doesn't suggest I agree with it. It's just educating you. Jeez. You give me a shovel all you want, but you're giving me the shovel because I explained to the man why the manager did what he did. Oh, my gosh. You want me to be you?
Take it easy.
Dude.
The Yankees fan. He doesn't care.
I'm giving you a reason.
Why do you call if you say, I'm a Yankees fan, I don't really care, but I just wanted to yell at you. And you don't listen. I have him down, and I'm hearing him just talk over you through the cue speaker the entire time. You're not even listening.
Speaking of Yankees, Ed, you wanted to do something concerning Aaron Judge with the listeners.
Yeah, I just want to know, you know, honestly, if you caught the 61st or 62nd home run ball, what would you do with it? Would you give it to Aaron Judge? Would you keep it, sell it? What would you do if you caught the ball?
I got an answer for you. 410-583-1057 is the number, Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Here.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.